Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Happy Pride, and thanks for being here. I want to start by thanking County Executive Agard for once again joining us in the City-County Pride flag raising. It's better together. So thank you, County Executive. And also to members of the County Board, and to Alders Martinez Rutherford, O'Brien, and Uguerre for joining us today. And then I also want to thank the city's LGBTQ plus social affinity group for the work that they do for city employees and giving queer city employees a place to come together. It is more important than ever this year for us to raise the Pride flag and to show our support for the LGBTQ plus community. Efforts to demonize and attack queer folks, especially trans folks, are being resurrected from the dustbin of history, which is where they belong. But unfortunately, they are being pulled back out in an attempt to distract and divide our country. And we can't fall for that. It's critical that we, as local governments and as a community, stand up to hate and discrimination and say, no, we're not buying it. We're not going to be distracted. We're not going to hate our neighbors just because they're different. And so we're here today to say happy Pride, and we love our neighbors, and we love all members of our community, and we're going to push back against that tide of division and hate. Pride started as a protest, so it's appropriate for us to remember that and to remember that we are protesting the anti-trans legislation that we see in our own state and across the country. But Pride also is affirmation. It's love, it's acceptance, it's celebration of our community. And so I think about the impact that it has for us to show off our Pride flags and to raise the flags in front of these city buildings. It says we care. It says everyone belongs here. When you wear that pin, particularly as an ally, the progress flag pin, it lets queer folks know that you see us and you value us. When I see the flag stickers on the front door of a business, it lets me know that the owners of that business care about their community. And when you see the flags over the government buildings, whether it's the Capitol, the city county building, or the municipal building, or any of the other state buildings around town, it says that your government is here. It's here for you. It's here for our entire community. And again, we accept everybody. We understand that everybody is a part of Madison. Visibility matters. And it matters in Pride Month, but it matters all year round. So thank you for being visible. I am super proud. I'm super proud to be a lesbian, and I'm super proud to be mayor of a city that has a really long history of inclusion and fighting for people's rights. Thank you all for being here today. Happy Pride. And it's my pleasure to hand the podium over to County Executive Melissa Agard.
Thank you, Mayor. Happy Pride, everyone. It is a thrill to be here with all of you. We have a great turnout from the County Board with us as well. Chair Patrick Miles, Supervisor Chuck Erickson, Supervisor Aria Trukos, Supervisor Paula Brentmeyer, and Supervisor Colin Baruchek are all here with us today. Thank you all for taking time out of your busy schedules to be here. So today is about making sure, and this whole entire month, and frankly every single day that we breathe air, but today we're celebrating coming together in solidarity and in community and standing for the values of one another, humanity, and how it is that we're going to have each other's backs during challenging times. And at the end of the day, there's going to be a simple act of raising a flag, the Progress Pride flag, which is a vibrant and powerful symbol of love and equity, visibility, understanding, trust, not just for people in the LGBTQ plus community, but for people all across Dane County and all across the state of Wisconsin. Oftentimes people say to me, why does a flag matter so much? But as the mayor outlined, it really is a symbol that people in our community are seen and that we value one another for the differences that we bring to the table, realizing that the more diversity that we have actually creates a stronger and more sustainable and safer community for all of us to be in. It's a symbol of joy, and it's a promise to our commitment of the future for our children and for future generations. And it's all a call to action. We're not accepting the status quo. We're not accepting people who want to push us backwards. We're going to continue to push forward. We're going to continue to dream and believe in what is possible. It's a symbol for the children in our communities to know that they matter and that they need to stand up for one another as well. Pride, as the mayor said, is rooted in civil activism. It's not just about a parade or a party. It's about resistance and persistence. It's about saying enough is enough. Whether it was at Stonewall in New York generations ago or us standing here today in Dane County. We are committed to fighting for justice and dignity for all people, regardless of who they are, who it is that they love, or what it is they may be experiencing at this very moment in time. And as someone who defines themselves as a public servant and as a proud ally, I carry that spirit of resistance, that commitment of love and lifting up the work that we all need to continue to do. Because here in Dane County, I talk about the way in which we want to lead and the way it is that we want to move forward, how we will continue to build a community where absolutely everyone is seen and heard and valued and safe, where we believe and know that every single person deserves a freedom to live authentically for who it is that they are. And that's why in Dane County, we are committed to inclusive policies. We're committed to the kind of leadership that stands up, not just when it's easy, but when it matters the very most. And we know that work is not done. To too many folks in the LGBTQ plus community, especially trans folks and people of color, people who are living on the margins, there are barriers that are being faced every single day, whether it's safety or healthcare or opportunity, the list goes on and on. But Pride calls on every single one of us to keep that momentum moving forward and not standing still. And we're sure as hell not gonna let someone push us backwards. So this month, let us celebrate how far it is that we have come. Let's recommit ourselves to the road that is before us, because Pride, as I said, is more than a moment on the map or the calendar. It is a movement, and Dane County will always be a place that is proud to lead with love and courage and acceptance for one another. Happy Pride, everyone, and it is my honor to introduce Alder Sean O'Brien.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Sean O'Brien. My pronouns are he and him, and I have the privilege of serving as the alder for the 16th District. I'm also the Policy and Advocacy Director at Fair Wisconsin, our state's only LGBTQ plus civil rights and political advocacy organization. First, happy Pride. This speech is gonna get a little bit darker than I probably intended it to be, but I think it's important that we acknowledge the current state that's happening in our country right now. These are not ordinary times, and there is nothing ordinary about the attacks that the LGBTQ plus community is facing, whether they're from the building across the street or whether they're coming out of the White House. There is nothing ordinary about legislators prioritizing the erasure of an entire community, stripping an entire community of healthcare or censoring our educators. There is nothing ordinary about a president stripping HIV treatment and prevention funding, disenfranchising voters, or bullying hospitals into eliminating life-saving care for queer and trans youth. And we cannot let this behavior become ordinary, and we're not going to let it become ordinary. But I'm not here to uplift their racist, their homophobic attacks. We're here at the start of Pride Month to celebrate the joy, the beauty of our community. We're here to recommit ourselves to the fight for equality and the day that we can all live and move through this world with dignity, safety, and joy. As I said, these are not ordinary times, they are serious times. And never before has strong local leadership been so important. I have the privilege of serving with the largest number of out LGBTQ plus members of the Madison Common Council. There is a quarter of us that identify as out LGBTQ plus members of the Madison Common Council, and that's remarkable. We have the first transgender member of the Common Council, my good friend Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford. We have the first LGBTQ mayor of the city of Madison, Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway. And let me tell you that if we're not going to have leadership that is coming out of Washington, then I am so thankful that we have these leaders here in this city. I'm also so grateful and so thankful for all of the city staff who identify as LGBTQ+, whether they're in planning, streets, sustainability, or the civil rights department. They're working every day to make sure that folks can live their authentic lives free from harm and able to express themselves fully. I've also had the privilege of learning from the next generation of youth in this city and across the state of Wisconsin. A couple of nights ago, the mayor, myself, Alder Martinez Rutherford, and Alders Matthew attended GSAFE's 30th celebration of leadership. We got to witness the folks who are going to be carrying the fight, who are already having to carry the fight for equality. From founding GSAs in their schools to organizing days of silence, to challenging school board policies that make schools less safe, these queer and trans youth are already leading the way, and they give me so much hope. Just like seeing the pride flag being raised over our city government buildings today. It serves as a reminder that we are always going to be here, we have always been here, and that we are not going anywhere. This year, as it always has, but possibly now more than ever, the pride flag stands as a beacon of hope and a beacon of color during these dark times. Too many of our rights hang by a thread, granted to us by a Supreme Court who would not protect these rights today. From Windsor to Lawrence, Obergefell to Bostock, we cannot continue to rely on the courts for protection, and so we must turn to our local governments. I'm going to take just a moment and speak for my colleagues on the Common Council here and say that we are never going to stop fighting. We are never going to stop standing up for the LGBTQ plus community and fighting for our youth every single day and working to make sure that Madison and Dane County is a safe and welcoming and affirming place for all who call it home. I'll leave you with this. Take a moment today or each day to do an act of compassion and courage. Put up a pride flag at your home or business, check in with your neighbors, go knock some doors, because these small acts add up. Compassion is contagious, and together we can make Madison and Wisconsin a safer and more welcoming place for all. Thank you, and it is now my privilege to turn it over to Supervisor Chuck Erickson.
Good afternoon, everyone, and happy Pride. I'm Supervisor Chuck Erickson, District 23, and I often say I'm not the oldest supervisor, but I'm the longest serving one. So I've been around here a while, and I've always liked history, wondering, you know, how we got to the positions that we are. So I end up talking about some historical things. So I want to just cover that today, and then I want to introduce another supervisor here. So years ago, in the 90s, there were very, very, very few out openly elected gay officials in the country. And one of those was Dick Wagner. And Dick Wagner was the county board chair for 6 years. And because of role models like him, a lot of us are here now, like Supervisor or Alder O'Brien was saying, you know, quarter of the city council on the county board, we've had a number of folks. So because of people like him, you know, we're able to have the lives that we do now and have the representation that we do now. And also because of Dick Wagner, we have U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, we've got Representative Mark Pocan, who both served on the county board, have to say that as well. So just a couple things that I've worked on way back when, it feels like, but we also had a proposal. We wanted to have a domestic partner benefit requirement for contractors. That was groundbreaking at the time. It was like New York City, San Francisco, Minneapolis, maybe Dallas and Atlanta, and then, you know, little old Dane County, you know. So I feel like that past has always been there. And another comment I just wanted to make, is this is here, I want to comment on that as well, the flag. But this gets really emotional for me, but I have never had an issue with leadership in the county, whether it was the county executive, the chair of the county board, our chair, current chair is here, Patrick Miles, have always been supportive, regardless of what it was. The domestic partner benefit resolution, the thing I didn't say with that, I wanted to have a registry. I felt like we should have a registry of some sort. So we also added that in as well. But I have always experienced a supportive leadership, and I'm just really proud to say that I live in a city that has supportive leadership, and also being on the Dane County Board that we've always had, and currently now with the County Executive Agard, and again, Patrick Miles, it's always been supportive. So a few years ago for Pride, I had had this idea. We have our American flags that we distribute during county board meetings, and I said, well, why don't we, it's Pride Month, why don't we have Pride flags like these? So that was something that we did then the first time. We still do it to this day. But I got more comments from, again, many other supportive supervisors just saying it was so colorful and joyful and gave us hope. And so there's a lot of things we could talk about now that's going on that we all know. But I feel like that history is so positive, and that's what I look forward when I look toward when I get discouraged. And again, just happy to live in a community where there is support all around. We've got tons of allies on the board. And just rest assured, you live in Dane County. Sometimes you don't hear about us, sometimes you do, but we're always there in the background. We've always been supportive, and we will. So with that, thank you very much again. Happy Pride. And I just wanted, we've got three other supervisors here who the county executive introduced, and I want one to come up and say a few words, and that's Supervisor Ario Trujos, who's brand new as of April 7th. So thank you very much.
Going from one of the oldest to one of the youngest supervisors, my name is Aria Trucios. My pronouns are they, them, and I am an openly transgender and non-binary member of the county board. As Supervisor Erickson said, this is my first term. I'm a brand new member, and it's an absolute honor. When I think about Pride Month, what comes to my mind, what I really think about, is the people who came before me. The life that I have lived and have the opportunity to live is very much because of the people who came before, struggled and fought to access and create access to the care that I've been able to receive. I started medical transition at the age of 18. That's when I medically transitioned. I spent a lot of time in fear, hesitating before making that decision, because that was the last time that we lived under a federal government that had as much animosity towards the transgender community as we do now. And I spent a lot of time pondering and considering and wondering what the future might hold for us. I knew that it wouldn't always be the way that it was, but that it sure seemed like it was going to stick around. That's one of the reasons why I authored a resolution that'll be coming before the county board this Thursday. I'm very happy to say that we have some of the most rural, the representatives of some of the most rural districts co-sponsoring the resolution, speaking to the preemptive decision by our healthcare providers here in Wisconsin to cease providing gender-affirming care despite having any legal urgent requirement to do so. But I know personally for myself, one of the things that I always come back to is the fact that we've been through this before. They have tried to erase us. They have tried to get rid of us. They failed. They'll fail again. And no matter what they try to pass into law, whatever intimidation tactics they try to bring against hospital or healthcare executives or administrative officials, at the end of the day, the war that's really being waged, the front line, is in our hearts and minds as queer people. and we can't cede an inch. And as long as we hold that line and stay true to ourselves and refuse to give up on who we are and insist and demand on living our truth day after day, they can't win.
Thank you, supervisors and Alder and county executive for being here. And thanks, everyone. We're going to raise a flag now. Two flags now. So we're going to step over here, and there's another one going up over there. So you can watch either side or both.
Is it tandem?
It's in tandem.